Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. After coming back twice in Friday night's ballgame, Tom Kohler and the Marlins tried their hand against the Cardinals last evening in Game 2 of the weekend. Since this is the only trip to St. Louis this year, your Fish Family bonus code today is Mississippi River. And the Marlins have played in both major league cities that lie on the Mississippi River this year. Remember, there was an interleague series in Minneapolis back in the first half. Meanwhile, back in Missouri, Glenn Geffner has the Saturday Night Rewind.
Well, there's some nights where all you can do is tip your cap, and this feels like one of those nights. Adam Wainwright was in complete control from the get-go. He fires a complete game three-hit shutout, and the Cardinals even this series to win apiece, beating the Marlins tonight 5-0 in St. Louis. Wainwright and Kohler on the mound in this one. Adam Wainwright threw a scoreless first inning, walking Christian Yelich with two outs. But the Cardinals threatened in their half of the first against Kohler. After the first two men were retired, Stephen Biscotti singled, and Randall Grichuk worked a walk. So two on, two outs. St. Louis trying to strike first, but Giancarlo Stanton said, not on my watch. But he hammers one down the right field line. Stanton racing over, dives for it, and he made a terrific catch. Onto the warning track, headed toward the right field corner. Stanton robs the Cardinals of two runs. What a big play to get Kohler out of the first. Soaring through the air like Superman to rob Matt Adams, Giancarlo with our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more online at allmysons.com. So we stayed scoreless into the second and through the second inning. And after Wainwright set down the side 1-2-3 for the second straight inning at the top of the third, Tom Kohler ran into a buzzsaw in the home half of the inning. Tommy Pham, a leadoff double, then a walk to Ledmus Diaz. Two on, nobody out for the hot-hitting right fielder, Stephen Piscotty.
Here it is, 0-2, and it's hit hard down the left field line into the corner. It'll be extra bases. Here comes the lead runner. He's going to score. Here comes the second man. The Cardinals lead 2-0. Stephen Piscotty with a double into the left field corner. And the Redbirds have the early lead.
And they were just getting started with Kohler in that third inning with Piscotty at second. Next up, Randall Grichuk.
The pitch. Hit to right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. It'll score the third run of the evening. Stanton cuts it off. Throws to second. Sliding in with another double. Third double of the inning. This one by Randall Grichuk. And the Cardinals are pounding the horsehide here in the inning.
So now it was Grichuk at second. Still nobody out. Keeping the line moving, Matt Adams.
3-1 on left-handed hitting Matt Adams up the middle. Base hit center field. The runner had to hold. They're going to wave him to the plate. Ozuna will not make a throw home. It is 4-0.
Well, finally, on his 26th pitch of the inning, Kohler got Johnny Peralta to fly out to center for the first out. Yadier Molina then lined to short on a really nice play by Adani Echevarria. And then Colton Wong bounced to first, and the inning was over, but the damage was done. Eight men to the plate in the Cardinals' third. They scored four runs on four hits and a walk, and Wainwright was rolling along suddenly with a 4-0 lead. He walked the leadoff man Prado in the fourth inning, but a double play ball got him out of that inning facing only three, and he set down the side 1-2-3 in the fifth. Marlins halfway through this game, through five at-bats, didn't have a hit. In the bottom of the fifth, Kohler was done. He went four tonight, seven hits, four runs, three walks, four strikeouts. He threw 91 pitches, 51 strikes. Mike Dunn of the bullpen got the first man, Matt Adams, but he couldn't get Johnny Peralta. Went 6-for-15, hit 400 in his first four games. He's been ice cold ever since. There's a drive, well hit, deep left center, ice cold, no more. Way up into the bleachers, a home run for Peralta, and it's 5-0 Cardinals. And at that point, the only question was, could Adam Wainwright keep the Marlins out of the hit column tonight? No, we quickly got the answer, and the answer was no. Leading off the sixth inning, Adani Echevarria with a double out to left center field, but the next three men were retired. Don Kelly, JT Realmuto, and Martin Prado, and a good play at third by Peralta, and the Marlins couldn't cash in that leadoff two-base hit. They still trailed 5-0. They got another leadoff double in the seventh, this one from Christian Yelich, but Stanton struck out, Ozuna struck out, and Derek Dietrich popped to first, so another leadoff double wasted by Miami, and Wainwright was rolling along at 96 pitches through seven innings. He threw a total of 13 pitches in a scoreless eighth inning, allowing a one-out hit to Adani Echevarria. Ech went 2-for-3 tonight. And Wainwright was invited to stay out there for the ninth by his manager, Mike Matheny. And in the ninth, three ground balls. Martin Prater to second, Christian Yelich to short, trying to go the distance. On his 120th pitch of the night, Wainwright went after Giancarlo. Good clean game for St. Louis. Pitcher Giancarlo, bouncing ball past the mound to his right. Wong, he's got it. Throws to first. Adam Wainwright has gone all the way with a three-hit shutout to even this series. Cardinals win it 5-0 for St. Louis. Five runs, eight hits, no errors, seven men left on base. For the Marlins, no runs, three hits, no errors. Miami leaves four. Wainwright the winner, 9-5. Tom Kohler the loser, 6-8. Time of the game, 2 hours, 39 minutes. Full house here in St. Louis, 44,840. The complete game thrown by Wainwright tonight was the 22nd of his major league career, the shutout number 10. He last threw a complete game and a shutout, same game, September 17th, 2014, right here against the Brewers. This was the second complete game and the second shutout thrown at the Marlins this season. Jeff Locke of the Pirates, like Wainwright, with a three-hitter, May 20th in Miami. That was a 10-0 Pittsburgh win. Marlins tonight shut out for the fourth time this season. April 19th at home against the Nationals, a Steven Strasburg start. May 30th, the Jeff Locke game against the Pirates. And most recently, June 12th in Arizona, a game started by Robbie Ray. Marlins held to three hits tonight. Fourth time this year, they've managed as few as three hits in the game. They were two hit by Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs June 24th in Miami. They were three hit in that Robbie Ray game at Phoenix on June 12th. And three hit again in that Jeff Locke game May 30th. Against the Pirates. So this Marlins offense, which had really been clicking on all cylinders, absolutely shut down tonight by the right-hander Adam Wainwright, who without question is our player of the game. Cardinals win it 5-0.
The series finishes up against St. Louis today from Busch Stadium. First pitch is at 2:15. Don't worry, we'll see these Cardinals again in 10 days when they come to play four at Marlins Park. 2:15 first pitch today. That means Marlins on deck starts at 2:15. Catch it on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network when Glenn Geffner and Boomer Beck bring you the live play-by-play.